Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North. I'm Elise Quinn. Now, the Arctic Council is celebrating its 20th anniversary this month. And to mark the occasion, Eye on the Arctic is bringing you a series of interviews with Northern experts from around the globe. Now, today, for Perspective from Canada, we're joined by Jennifer Spence. She's a PhD candidate at the School of Public Policy and Administration at Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada, and she's an expert in Arctic governance, and Ottawa is where we reached her today. Jennifer Spence, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. It's a very interesting time to be talking about Arctic issues. And I thought, in terms of the Council, give us a sense of how the forum has evolved since it began.
Absolutely. Yeah, what I think is really interesting is when we talk about the Arctic Council now, not to exaggerate, but a lot of people are aware of the Arctic Council. It has become defined as the preeminent forum for Arctic decision-making and policy-making in the Arctic. What's interesting to me, though, is that the Arctic Council actually came from very humble beginnings. It really was sort of a culmination of two different initiatives, one by Finland and another by Canada. For Finland, the focus was really on environmental protection and pollution, most immediately contaminants in the region, whereas the Canadian initiative that led or influenced the creation of the Arctic Council was very much around the interest in sort of a broader regional cooperation, and through work of various NGOs and Indigenous people in the North, we're really pushing for a really meaningful role for Indigenous people in the region. And it's the sort of culmination of these two things that brought the creation of the Arctic Council into being. It was a very rocky beginning, and there was not a lot of interest from governments at the time in creating such a council, and it didn't garner a lot of attention in its early years. I think what really was a turning point for the Arctic and for the Arctic Council was the release of the Arctic Climate Impact Assessment, really seminal work done by the Arctic Council in partnership with a number of other organizations that was released in 2004 to the Arctic Council that really put climate change on the map, both regionally and internationally. And it's here that we see the prominence of the Arctic Council really come forward, both because of the challenges that climate change indicated for the region, but also the opportunities. And so you see a really large mix of players come onto the scene. And with the success of really important work like the Arctic Climate Impact Assessment and other reports like the Arctic Human Development Report, those types of reports really sort of put the Arctic Council on the map as an organization that was providing really high-quality policy advice. And I think success breeds expectations, and so it's been on an upward trajectory ever since in terms of expectations that it delivers something for the region.
And that climate assessment, that was in 2004, if I remember correctly. Is that accurate?
That's right.
That's right.
2004.
So if that sort of was a key moment in sort of the forum and the kind of work it was doing, if we look since then, what are some of the, in more recent memory, some of the things that the Council has accomplished that you think we should be paying attention to? What are some of its main accomplishments sort of in the last 10 years?
Well, it's interesting. I think that since that time, the Arctic Council has really broadened its agenda. Under the banner of climate change, you can include a lot of things. And so it's done a lot of work in transportation and looking at, it was really involved with the IMO in the creation of the Polar Code that has been under development over several years now. It has continued to do excellent scientific work that also informs policy, both climate, an understanding of climate change in the region, but also climate adaptation and mitigation measures that need to take place in the region. Interestingly, a lot of people will point to the most recent binding agreements of the Arctic Council as a sign of its success. So there's been two key ones, and there are more coming around emergency preparedness and response and oil pollution prevention. But for me, what really has put the Arctic Council on the map in terms of its accomplishments or its indirect impact and influence on international bodies and conventions like the Climate Change Convention or the pollution conventions that happen internationally. So sometimes I think that we overlook its more nuanced contributions, and that really what the Arctic Council, where it has really been successful, is being a very credible and legitimate voice and very timely in its contribution on the things that are affecting the Arctic. And also, most importantly, it's taken a really large interest in the human dimension of the Arctic, which often gets forgotten on the international scene.
Let's look ahead now. When you look at sort of the Council in this era, what would you like to see it do more of or less of going ahead?
You know, it's a really interesting question. The way I like to think about it, my concern is there's a lot of confusion about the Arctic Council. There's high expectations without a really good understanding of how the Arctic Council works or what has made it successful. I sort of think that the Arctic Council is in some ways at a crossroads and needing to make a choice about what kind of organization it's going to be and what kind of role it's going to play moving forward. And it's not to say it can't do multiple things or that it can't sort of mix things up. It's a question of needing to align the work that it's going to do with the way that it's organized and the focus and the energy that it places on particular projects. And having said that, I think that there's sort of two agendas at play from a substance perspective. There's the Arctic Council plays a role, an important role in global issues and activities. So we talked about climate change, for example, and the important sort of canary in the coal mine that the Arctic has become of climate change. It's also really important when you look at long-range pollutants, when you look at migratory birds and fish and shipping standards. Those are all international issues that the Arctic Council is actively involved in playing a role in. But the Arctic Council also does work that's focused specifically on the region. And I think that for that, sometimes we get confused that there should be a global role play, that, you know, there's a lot of international interest and observers from outside the region that want to play a role now. But at their heart, they're meant to be about the human dimension of the Arctic. So they do a lot of important work around health, economic and social and cultural well-being of the people of the North, climate adaptation and mitigation, search and rescue, and wildlife management. And those are all issues that are about regional cooperation and management. And frankly, when you look at those issues, those are really not issues that pertain to anybody but those actors and stakeholders in the region. And so finding a way to manage issues in a way and the agenda of the Arctic Council so that international issues are addressed by a broader constituency of those that can both influence and be influenced versus those that are regional in nature that are really at the heart of what the Arctic Council is and the permanent participants and the local representatives and communities that really have a role to play there, that there needs to be some differentiation of the work that it does.
Do you think that the international community should be paying more attention to the Arctic Council's work or not? I'm curious how you sort of see how people should be perceiving the Council or what they could learn from it that aren't specifically in the North.
The Arctic Council both is influenced and is influencing a number of global issues, the climate change being the most obvious example. And in that capacity, there does need to be an important linkage made between the work of the Arctic Council and other bodies internationally and other players, so whether it be states or business, that the Arctic Council has a particular role to play and is well-positioned to inform a broader international discussion.
Well, Jennifer Spence, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you very much.